The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, a very eventful Sunday morning after the election. Wow, we have a lot going on here. We're going to, of course, do a market recap. And today's topic, Mistake Investors Make Part 2. But before we get into Mistake Investors Make Part 2, we definitely have to recap. Now, before last week, in this historic week of the election, the market sold off sharply. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1,700 points the week before. A lot of uncertainty. We have the election uncertainty, of course, check that box. The virus uncertainty, of course, check that box. The stimulus passage, check that box, kicking that down the road. And you put it all together, and here we are, not figuring out what's going to happen with the market. So prior to the election, the markets went through, at least the Dow went through 28,000, below 27,000. And this historic week, we had four straight days of huge gains. In fact, up over 7% Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The first 4 days of November, that's the best start for November in the history of the markets. Again, it's just an inverse mirror of what happened the week before. Now, some people scratch their head and say, wait a second, we're still figuring this out. The election's contested. Yes, but the market's already figured out that we're going to have a balance of power. Okay, that is, in the Senate, will remain Republicans. Or, again, if there's a runoff, it'd be very, very close. On the other side, the House will still be ruled by Democrats, though a slighter majority. So you put it together, and some of the agendas that, again, weren't so thrilling for the stock market, that is capital gains tax. Now, again, capital gains is my pet peeve. I understand we have to pay capital gains. But remember, this is money you've already made money on, right? And you got taxed on it already, and that's on the capital gains. So for instance, you made some money, and you put it away, and you put some money into a stock or a business or real estate, and you made money, and they're talking about 44% capital gains tax? Yeesh, the market would not like that whatsoever. Other taxes, income taxes, corporate taxes, all those type of things, the market was really holding its breath. And why it was down so much the week before and why it's been up so much this past week is it looks like there'll be some compromises. We're going to have a bipartisan support for bills or bipartisan bills. And historically, the market likes that. And we've gone through the 80s with a bipartisan or balance of power. We went through the 1990s with a balance of power. And you look at those markets and so forth. I'm not saying that this balance of power is going to make the market go higher. That's not the correlation at all. But to realize that investors anyway, again, there's so many of us are not, but investors are kind of having a sigh of relief that some of these new major tax overhauls are not going to happen based on the election, that the electorate kind of voted somewhere in the middle, not extreme left, not extreme right, and for the markets, they like that. And again, we're still counting out whether it will be a Republican Senate, and if not, it'll be very, very close. And on the, of course, on the House side, clearly it's going to be Democrats going to hold that, and of course, president election is still being counted, but obviously at the moment, favors Biden by quite a bit. So the reason why we kind of go through this and try to gain insight is it reminds us before the election, I had a lot of calls coming into the office, a lot of emails, a lot of texts, all these things coming at me and worried about the election. And of course, the markets were down really big time. And I said, you know, it's not, no matter what the news story is, and again, news story, the market going down quite a bit in March was the pandemic. We've had all the times, you know, all kinds of other times when the market took a hit for different reasons. But it didn't really make a lot of sense to be selling when the market was getting hit hard. In fact, I made the case, historically, when the market gets really beat up like this, and the different oscillators we follow, not to get technical there, but we get really oversold, like we did the week before the election, maybe do some nibbling. Again, not to know, I did not know, didn't have a crystal ball to know that the market was going to go up so much after the election, but here we are. So between now and the end of the year, there'll be a lot of fits and starts. But one of the uncertainties the markets had were that of the election. Were we going to go to a place where we're just going to be talking about raising taxes, and that would be shunning growth and so forth? Instead, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And therefore, that's one risk off the table. Again, we're still dealing with some major risk here. Obviously, the pandemic is still with us. While we're still trying to get therapeutics, while we're still trying to get vaccinations, it's still front and center. Now, for this past week anyway, talk of the COVID-19 wasn't the front and center page because the election took over. But eventually, when the election recedes, we'll be looking straight at that COVID-19 once again, unfortunately. So where we are now is that market hates uncertainty. The election is over mostly, so I could almost check that box. That's one uncertainty. The other is the stimulus package, and it looks like something should be able to happen now that the election's over. There's a lot of people that are hurting. I'm sure some of your family members, some of your friends that are in the service industry particularly that are getting hurt. Of course, I think about restaurants or hotels or retailers. Gosh, there's so many areas that this pandemic has been absolutely brutal to. And of course, the flip side has been technology's been fruitful for them because of the pandemic. And we really have the haves and have-nots. But no doubt, we need some type of stimulus program to keep everything together, especially those people who are really, really hurting our country, very sadly for that matter, too. So unfortunately, they did not get a deal. We could sit here and point fingers why they didn't get a deal. But at this point, the market's also thinking there will be some type of deal also contributes to the market. Well, I did mention that today's topic is mistake investors make part two, because we covered part one last week. And last week we covered the part about, geez, you know what, I think we have over diversification. What does that mean? Well, you go in and let's say your 401k, 403b, do eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I know that's not you. And you have 16 different funds or 20 different funds. And then you look at the end of the year, wow, six did really well, six didn't do well. You know, and actually the ones that are doing well are pulling up the ones that are not doing well. So one could actually over-diversify. I know a lot of people don't talk about that as an investor mistake, but that actually happens. Well, the opposite of that today in our mistake investors make part two is overly concentrated. Yes, we have people who, let's say, work at a company. I'll give an example of Con Edison, of Verizon. Again, these are just examples. When we start talking to some of these people and say, and we look at their holdings, 80% of their net worth is tied to the company they work for, the stock, so to speak, like Amazon, like Con Edison, like Verizon. Now, that's not a good thing either. Ken, so it could be over-diversified. Come on, Ken, over-diversified and now heavily concentrated. Yes. So if you do have too much of one stock, and it's usually a company stock, that's how it goes, because a great purchase program that you have and they discount, it's a great way to accumulate wealth. But you have to make sure it doesn't kind of morph the rest of your portfolio. And so one mistake investors make, I believe, is overly concentrated position. So if you have an overly concentrated position, now's the time maybe to hedge it a little bit, take some off the table, and diversify. We'll be right back after these messages here on a GPS Refinances. Today's topic, Mistake Investors Make, Part 2.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. What a historic week we've all been through and going through here with the election. Of course, it ties into the investments and your retirement plans, and we hope to do the best we can to try to help you and navigate you. But I think one of the best ways we can do that is what Mike Bennett just spoke about, my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Come on, get a pen together, pen, paper. Let's get serious here towards the end of the year. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we're talking about the markets, the elections, the economy, legal, insurance. Well, it's all right in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You can get it as a physical book, as an ebook, however you choose. You just have to call 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. You tell them, hey, you want the hardcover, you want the paperback, you want the paperback or you want the ebook, whatever you want, you're choosing, we'll send it out to you. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. I'm going to give it to you a couple more times and then we'll get to the rest of the show here. But I think, you know, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you, you're up pretty early here Sunday morning. Early bird gets the worm on this nice weekend. Gosh, we got like a September day again, it looks like. 845-371-0101. If you're in a car and two hands on the wheel when you get back home, go to WHUD.com. You should be looking at that every day for traffic and weather and news and everything that's happening right there at WHUD.com. On the right-hand side, lower right-hand side, is the book offer, 845-371-0101. And I'll be here with you every Sunday morning, especially through the pandemic crisis. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show, right up after our show here. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, our goal here is to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, at least Monday through Friday, around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on Andy Bale Show, coming home, Bill Kugel will get you the business news, national news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the Hudson Valley Business News, Hudson Valley Index that we created, all right here. So Monday through Friday, going to cover you right here on WHUD. Everything we know, everything we can share with you, we'll do that Monday through Friday. And of course, any more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, including archived radio shows here, a podcast, a TV segments. I'm a contributor to Fox Business, was on again this past week talking about the markets and the election. It's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. A lot of resources, a lot of articles, archived newsletters, what we've been saying for the last couple months about the election. In fact, actually, we had an election book that said, chapter one, we will not have a president-elect on November 4th. Again, I don't try to make predictions, but I thought that was kind of easy. But it's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. So again, we kind of recap the market. The reason why we do recap the market, we don't just want to give you the numbers. We want to get behind the numbers and give you analysis of what's happening. It's kind of like we're on a sideline of a football game, right? And you're watching it and they're commentating. And then they go down to the sideline and say, okay, they just took this player off the field and probably won't come back for the rest of the game. And you get some insight. Well, that's what we try to do here every Sunday morning. Take a look at the markets. And the markets are telling us that one of the three major things that are out there, the uncertainty, has almost checked the box. So you can kind of like, you know, see a check, almost a check, what a check looks like. Of course, we need to get through the stimulus, but it looks like there'll be a little bit more cooperation now because the Americans and the exit poll said we need a stimulus, at least in those areas, hard hit by the pandemic, especially the service area. Of course, the pandemic is the biggest one. I even tell the clients, I said, you know, we're eventually gonna get through this election one way or the other. We're gonna go to the polls on November 3rd. We're gonna do our things, push the lever, circle, whatever we're gonna do. We're gonna make our vote count. But then after that, it's going to be over eventually. Eventually, after the counting, courts, whatever, eventually that will be over. The pandemic, though, that's a wild card, right? I mean, eventually I think that will be over. But, you know, you don't know exactly how this is going to go, what type of therapeutics are going to be. Yeah, we only want to hope positive, of course. But that's the biggest uncertainty that still will lay on this market. However, the market kind of looks at it and says, you know what? At least the risk of a huge capital gains increase or huge corporate tax increase or huge individual tax increases are off the table at the moment. Again, that may change 2 years from now when we have the midterm elections. But for now, next couple of years, that seems to be off the table. Well, right before the break, we talk about Mistake Investors Make Part 2. We said a lot of people could be overly concentrated, just kind of ding, 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 ding. For some people, they say, well, you know, I've been buying the stock for many years, the company I work for, my father's company, my wife's company, my husband's company, whatever it is. You know, if you have 70, 80% into one holding, not a good idea. I remember back in the day, Lucent Technology, as an example, was people really loved that stock and people worked for Lucent and had a lot of their net worth. Enron, remember that one, WorldCom, some of these companies that went to zero. And so be very careful not to have an overly concentrated position. Not looking at your finances is another mistake investors make, here part two. Look, April 15th, well, this year was July 15th. You have to get your things together. You have to get organized. You have to give it to your accountant or TurboTax, whatever that you do. And then makes you force you to look at different things, 1099s and how much income we made this year, or what the different deductions are, what the different expenses are. And it kind of helps you kind of organize your finances at least one time a year. The problem is that's about the only time most people look at their investments or retirement plan or their taxes, because it's April 15th and it's a deadline. I get it. You know, if you had a science project due on Friday, you did it Thursday night, even though you were given 4 weeks to do it. I've been there. We know it. But when it comes to investing and planning, I think it's a year-long thing. Again, of course, around April 15th. What was that? So we change the clock, spring back, full ahead, and they tell you to check your batteries. Good time to be checking your batteries, so to speak, and your smoke detectors when we do that. I think around April 15th. And each quarter, you should be looking at your investments, see what's working, what's not working. I don't think it's one of those things you do look at once a year. Some people may look at it maybe every single day, you know, go online and make some really bad decisions, not good. But certainly you want to get a hold of your finances and then kind of keep monitor those. And that's really important, because that's the mistake I think investors make quite a bit, is they look at April 15th as the only time they really look at their investments. And, you know, we do something called a GPS, where we bring everything together. GPS, just like your car, you put in a destination. I want to get to a wedding or whatever you're going to, and hopefully your GPS gets you there. A little rerouting here and there, but eventually gets you there. Same thing here, GPS we have. You say your destination, hey, it's 65, I want $8,000 a month. Well, that's your destination. How are you going to get there? And that's just some of the planning that we do. But the reason why that's important, because that helps you kind of set a baseline, just like in health, you know, your healthcare. What's your baseline? And then each year you take a look at those projections and see whether or not you're on course or off course. We'll be right back with a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And what it was, a historic week. We went out to vote, and that's something we should be proud of, no matter who voted red, blue, whatever color you voted. You know what? Two-thirds of Americans voted, and that's awesome. Okay, that's really, really awesome. Today's topic, Mistake Investors Make, Part 2. But before we do that, Mike Bennett offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, somewhat of a semi-autobiography. My dad, unfortunately, passed away some years ago. He worked at Local 38 sheet metals worker, and he had an annuity. He had a pension. He had health care. He had dental. He had vision. I always kind of kid around with his vision, because you'd come back and, you know, have a copay for $5. Why have to pay $5 for my glasses? Okay, Dad, you have everything else going for you. And like my dad, maybe your dad and mom, and not your father's retirement and grandparents, you know, companies took care of them. They had pensions and they had health care and those type of things. Well, guess what? For most of us that are listening, we have to eke it out ourselves. And that book gives you strategies how to make it more like your father's retirement, like your mom's retirement, not your father's retirement. So give this book for free. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I know you can do it. I want to get the book to you. It's an ebook or a paperback, whatever you want. You call the office, tell us, and I want to get it out to you right now. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you join us, sometimes you can't. It's all right there. 845-371-0101. 1-800-875-0101. And we'll be with you every Sunday right here on WHD, talk about the markets, helping you become a better investor, take control of your finances, take control of your retirement. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try and make it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? On WHD, every Monday through Friday, I give the Hudson Valley Index Report around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then around 5:15 on Andy Bale Show, coming back home, Bill Kugel's got you covered there too, of Mahoney Asset Management. He's going to cover the national business news, the indexes, what the Dow did, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created all for you. For more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we were talking about, you know what, looking at your finances, looking at your retirement is not an April 15th event. It should be a year-long event. Again, we call some of the GPS that we use for our clients, prospective clients, to help them from 30,000 feet take a look at everything. We found studies on about 3 to 5% of Americans actually have sat down and done a plan, a big plan, putting everything together, organizing, look at 30,000 feet. And then you make sense. A lot of people say, hey, Ken, should I buy this or should I do this with the real estate? Or we're thinking about our vacation property. Should we do this? Well, you know what? From 30,000 feet, we need to see. Let's put all these inputs in. Let's see what your expected income is going to be. Let's see if you have a pension. Let's see what Social Security is going to be. Let's see what investments you have. Let's put it all together. Let's account for inflation. And then we can start taking a look at lifestyle. Like, hey, we want to purchase another vacation home, or we want to send a kid to this college, or whatever the case is. Again, not knowing that, it's really hard to make a decision. So, again, we encourage anyone. We have an offer, I think, up to the end of November for free. Just go to MahoneyGPS.com, and there you can do your questionnaire. And right there online can show you your own GPS. Another mistake investors make is not taking taxes into consideration. Again, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. I know you've heard that 1,000 times over. For instance, we were working on a divorce case, unfortunately, and you know, these things happen. And they kept going back and forth, the husband and wife, and the husband wanted to sell everything and then take this check and send off to each other. Okay, that sounds great. You said, gee, on the face, so good. It sounds very fair, especially going through divorce. But one thing you don't know is that they bought Amazon at a very low price. God bless them. And they bought other stocks at a very low price. And they had this huge capital gains in it. So I said, why not split the shares? Okay, if you have 100 shares of XYZ company, why not you take 50? And if you want to sell it, knock yourself out. Let the spouse take 50. But hold on to the cost basis, you know, that way. Why sell everything and then go back and buy everything back and pay taxes? It doesn't make a lot of sense. And I see that happen over and over again. So anyway, that's just one example. There's tons of examples. But when it comes to investing, again, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep. Take into account taxes. Another mistake investors make, I believe, is not increasing your contributions, especially when you get a bonus or something good happens. You know, somehow along the way, we filled out online or some type of piece of paper. We said, oh, 3%, and that's it. We just went out about our business dealing with life. And life is not easy. The pandemic and, gosh, you know, trying to see your parents or trying to see your children and all of the different things getting pulled and pushed different directions. Your boss, this. Does that sound like you? So we get pulled in different directions, but at some point we need to take a look at our contributions and what we're doing for our finances and retirement. Something we did 6 years ago, 3%. You know what? I think I can handle 5% now. Some people say, I can't do that. Well, then I challenge you, look through your statements when your credit cards come in and find some things that you're not using, but you're still paying for. That may open up some money for you. So that's one of the best ways I could look at it. Sometimes I look at another mistake investors make, part two. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning through this. We got through the election mostly, and here we are on the other side of it. The markets like it so far because of balance of power. But if I actually point out mistake investors make, and that may be you, then hopefully you can correct those mistakes because then you're aware of that mistake in the first place. I think you get that, right? So another mistake investors make is not making changes. And look, if you went to my house, you would see my CDs from the 1990s, I guess, the 1980s. I guess I don't make a lot of changes there. Probably the same type of furniture, probably from the mid-1990s as well. But your portfolio shouldn't look like that from the 1990s still, like your CDs you're still listening to or the furniture. You get what I'm saying. It should look more like 2020. What is 2020? Well, definitely you probably want to lean more towards healthcare, probably more towards technology. I can't give you specific recommendations, but certainly your portfolio should look more like 2020 than 1995. So if anyone that haven't changed your portfolio in a long, long time, things have changed. I mean, back about 10 years ago, no one even heard of some of these companies. I'm not suggesting you buy these companies, but I don't think we heard of Facebook about 15 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever the time. time is. Some of these leaders that are happening right now, Tesla as an example. Not recommending you buy Tesla. Just an example. These companies didn't exist years ago. And then some of the companies that existed many years ago, like IBM, General Electric, which were the big blue chip, you know, winners of the 1970s and 80s, they're not winners anymore, are they? So you know, try make your portfolio more look more like 2020. That's what we're trying to say. And it's like Wayne Gretzky said, the famous Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player who scored and set records, it's not where the puck is, it's where the puck is going. And that's where your portfolio should be faced towards. What is going? Cloud, robotics, artificial intelligence, healthcare, all these things are happening. Be like Wayne Gretzky. Think about not where your puck is, but where the puck is going. God, time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please tune in next Sunday for GPS for Your Finances. Until next week, have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.